the fight. Friday, I got traveling on my mind. First you love me, and then you fade away. I can't go on believing this way.
Well, good morning and welcome to Monday morning. I hope you had a great weekend. You put something on that sunburn. It was hot on the weekend. So many people this morning talking about sore back of their legs, head, noses peeling because it was a little bit hotter than they anticipated over the weekend. But all in all, it was a beautiful weekend. Boy, I know for a fact that hardly anyone left not seeding. The seeding is starting in the province and was able to get going over the weekend. So that's a good thing as well. And by the way, not just any Monday today, it's May the 5th. So just ahead of VE Day, which is on the 8th. Today, the liberation of the Netherlands. It's 80 years today. We weave that through the show today as well. It's also Red Dress Day in Canada every May 5th, National Day of Remembrance and Activism, honoring the lives of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. And May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, celebrating Mexico's victory over the French Empire in 1862. But basically, it's become a day of celebration of Mexican culture and heritage as well. So May 5th, no matter how you are recognizing it and celebrating it, it's a big day. And it's one that we will feature on the show today in a few different ways. And today on the Roundtable of Justice, because of World War II, because of the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Netherlands and VE Day this week, we wanted to talk about anti-Semitism today, Roundtable of Justice. We will talk about not only the atrocities that happened to Jewish people through World War II, but what recent rises in anti-Semitism mean for the Jewish community, the world as a whole. What laws are there to protect the Jewish community in Canada? Are they being upheld? We've got a couple of experts joining the show. Also today, Gary Sands, you might know that name. He's with the Canadian Federation of Independent Grocers. The impact of tariffs and counter-tariffs now starting to show up on store shelves and impact your pocketbook. Gary gives us a sense of what that looks like. And an Australian rural development founder is in Saskatchewan this week hosting workshops, helping farmers find success even when business faces uncertainty and the danger of tariffs. Peter Kenyon, I'm looking forward to this conversation, will join us just before lunch. It is Monday. Let's have a coffee.
Coffee drinker, huh?
Maybe we can grab some coffee?
I'd love a fresh cup of coffee.
Here, drink this cup.
Coffee.
Step into the Evan Bray Cafe. This is Monday Morning Coffee.
So, as I said, this week, as we celebrate the 80th anniversary of VE Day, also known as Victory in Europe Day, marking the end of World War II, the surrender of German military operations, today is the day that they celebrate the liberation of the Netherlands. And we've got a Saskatchewan connection to this. This is, it's an interesting story, our next two guests. It tells a great story that includes the war in Europe and particularly the Netherlands, which ends with a love story. Rena Wilkie grew up in the Netherlands, was there for the war, and shortly after the war ended, she met a young Canadian soldier who ended up becoming her husband. They moved back to Saskatchewan and have spent the rest of their life here. And her granddaughter, Pam Scott, is today over in Holland and continuing to do a journey over there based on all of the stories she has heard her grandma tell. I'm really looking forward to Rena Wilkie joining us this morning from Weyburn. Pam Scott joining us. She's from Saskatchewan, but overseas this morning. Pam, thank you for being here.
Hi, it's awesome to be here.
Yes, and Rena, thank you so much for joining us today as well.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, Rena, I'm wondering if I can start with you. You were born in Amsterdam. Can you talk about growing up there and particularly what it was like as a young girl when the war was going on?
Well, I wasn't born in Amsterdam. I was born in a town called Deventer in the province of Overijssel.
Then did you move to and grow up in Amsterdam?
Yes, I did. I went to school there.
And how old would you have been when World War II was happening?
13. You were 13. I was 13.
13. And so it went on, obviously, for a period of time. And my understanding...
5 years.
Yes, and my understanding is that it was when the war ended that you actually met this young fella named David Robertson.
Yes, I did.
So can you tell me that story?
Well, there really isn't much of a story. Him and another soldier were lost. Their truck was parked somewhere, and they couldn't find it. So we asked them if they knew the name of the street or park, wherever it was sitting. And they told us, and my girlfriend and I took them back to their truck. Well, and from there on, I invited him to come to my home, and I would introduce him to my mother and dad.
Uh-huh.
And that's what happened.
I love it.
He came back, and I introduced him to my mother and dad. My dad wasn't very pleased there in the beginning that I was going out as a Canadian soldier. But when the two got together, they were the best of friends. They were talking back and forth, even if my dad couldn't speak much English.
Oh, I love that, Rena. I think that's a beautiful story, even though, like you said, it's very simple. Before you would have met David, what are your memories? You would have been a teenager when the war was going on. Do you have many memories of the war and what it was like in Amsterdam?
Well, I know we were, what did we call that? We got our meals.
You had
standing in a long row with other people and waiting for your turn to pick up your rations, food for the week. And it wasn't very much, I'm telling you. But whatever we had, we ate and enjoyed it.
You must have been so relieved, and you must have felt it as a community when the war was finally over.
Oh, we sure were.
Well,
I should say so.
What do you think of your granddaughter being over and visiting some of the places that you used to call home?
Oh, I just love it.
I think it's a pretty cool journey, Pam. When did you decide to make this trip?
Oh, I've been wanting to make this trip for years. My parents and I came in 2014, so we were able to come over and meet some family then. But I was supposed to come with my kids in 2020 for Liberation Day, and, well, that didn't happen. So I decided that I was going to come for the 80th, and my cousins here are generous, and they're making it happen for me.
Very, very
so
cool.
I don't have to worry about a thing over here.
It's such a cool story. Pam Scott is one of my guests, a Saskatchewan resident, over visiting Holland and France. And Rena Wilkie, also on the line with me, a widow of a World War II soldier, David Robertson, and a resident of Weyburn, and formerly lived in Amsterdam, grandmother to Pam Scott. So this is a great family story. So Pam, have you, obviously you kept in touch with your relatives over there, and I'm guessing they're glad to have you visit.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Grandma kept in contact with her cousins. She didn't have any siblings, but she kept in contact with her cousins, and she came over here a few times back in the 80s, and I remember her always coming. And the magic of Facebook connected everybody, and we've all become family. It was an immediate connection, family connection with them. So it's great.
So, Pam, are there certain things on your list that you're hoping to do while you're over there and while you've got, as you've said, family chauffeurs that can show you around?
Oh, well, first is Liberation Day. I cannot wait to celebrate today. It's going to be so much fun. Second was actually coming into France and going to the cemetery of my Grandpa Scott's uncle, who died in the First World War. Mm-hmm. And my cousins graciously made that happen, and we've been to France. I was able to go to the Groesbeck War Cemetery, So that was really cool. And we have also toured the beaches. So we were at Juneau Beach. And, yeah, just all sorts of museums and everything.
These places.
Everything. They're just making it happen.
Yeah, I was going to say these places that we all grow up understanding the importance of what they hold in terms of history, but being there must be almost surreal.
It is completely surreal. I walked into both of those cemeteries, and it's just a surreal feeling. It's an overwhelming, it's sadness, it's happiness to be able to be here. Because, yes, you don't actually understand it at home. You really don't until you're here.
So many different emotions, I can imagine. And, of course, I'm sure you've got your grandfather, David Robertson, who has passed away, sadly, but in your heart and in your mind as you're over there, as well as your grandma. Do you have a sense, and I know you'll get more of it through the celebrations as the 80th anniversary celebrations unfold, but do you have a sense of the appreciation for Canadian soldiers while you're over there, Pam?
Oh, yeah. I've always known how appreciated they are over here. Grandma has always talked about that. And you feel it. You just feel it. When you walk into the cemeteries and you see how well they're kept. Mm-hmm. And it's unbelievable. Yeah, it's so nice.
Rena, maybe I'll come back to you now. You listened to Pam talking about the appreciation that people in Amsterdam and people all throughout Europe have for Canadian soldiers. You've certainly seen this, I'm sure, lots in your life.
Oh, yes. The school children, the ones that are older, like 12, 13 years old, would be in charge of looking after the graves of the soldiers.
Wow.
And they were well kept. Oh, boy, they were well kept.
So, Rena, I'm sure you're going to have lots to talk with Pam about when she gets home.
Oh, I sure would.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you just go back to Holland.
Of course. Look through the pictures and share stories. I think this is just a beautiful opportunity for Pam. I'm glad you're getting the opportunity. And Rena, bless you for joining us today. Bless you for sharing some of your life with us as well. And continued good health and happiness, Rena.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much.
Pam, enjoy the rest of your trip, and I look forward to connecting once you get back home.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Man, that is quite the trip. Rena Wilkie, thank you for joining us. Widow of World War II soldier David Robertson, who they met after the war. He forgot where he parked his truck, and one thing led to another. She invites him back to the house, meets her folks. They fall in love. She moves to Canada, has her family here, and now granddaughter Pam Scott is over in Holland in France with family doing a tour around on this the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Netherlands. Over 100,000 Canadians were over there for this effort, and 90% of Canada's army was actually in Holland by the end of the war. Canadians' efforts to liberate Holland also came with efforts to return food and electricity. You heard Rena talking about the rations of the food Canadian soldiers after the war was over. There's all kinds of video of them unloading truckloads of food, and many people call it the Canadian summer. And so that tie that has between Canada and Holland is still as strong today. If you've ever been in Ottawa in May, the beautiful flowers that they send over from Holland as a continuing reminder and thank you of the role Canada played. It's quite significant. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.